Next case.
Case number 12831, Randy Wenders seeks variances from the side yard setback requirement for existing and proposed structures. Sections 115-42 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Laws Point Road within the Swan Keys subdivision. The 911 address is 37007 Laws Point Road in Selbyville, Zoning District GR, Tax Parcel 533, Map 12.16, Parcel 249. The applicant is seeking a 4.3 and a 4.2-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed porch. We've received 7 letters of support, 15 letters of opposition, and 2 mail return.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I'm going to swear you in. If you could state your name and address for the record, please.
Randy Wenders, 37007 Laws Point Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to start it off here real quick. As I mentioned previously, my name is James. I'm the attorney for Mr. Randy Wenders. As said before, he's looking for a 4.3 variance for the 5-foot setback on the side of his property. The property itself is unique. It's pretty very narrow on the one side where the setback is, and that's because the home itself is not centered on the property. And because of that, it's pretty difficult to make any modifications to the home itself. The property itself can't be developed because there's a difficulty with the stairs. The stairs are, they're weathered down. The house has been there for a while, and Randy's wife has had a fall before on the wife, so there's some difficulty there, which is what I believe Randy has been redoing the porch for. Mm-hmm. And the stairs were already in place when he purchased the property in 2017. I believe there was also another variance granted for the shower as a 1.4 setback back in 2002. So he did, from that, I would say that he did not create the issue. It won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood because there have been numerous variances just on Laws Point granted, which are similar in nature to what Randy is trying to do. I have a couple cases ahead of me. I believe I submitted one of them, but there's one I have before me today. If you'd like me to speak about it, I wasn't unable to submit it.
Sure. Floor is yours.
Of course. This is in Re Shirley. It's a case 12592 done back in August 2nd of 2021. It is actually on Laws Point Road. The address is 37020. This case is similar because some of the issues here are safety, practicability, and efficiency. And Mr. Wenders also has some issues with safety for this. The stairs here, they're on the back end of the property. It's one of the second exits, and one could almost say that there may be a fire hazard because of these stairs not being accessible in their current state. And Mr. Wenders also, what he has done is he has moved the direction from the stairs. They normally go outward facing the property next to him. Now they're going back, which has someone coming down away from the other property. And at this time, I'm going to have Mr. Winters testify a bit about the process that he went through in building it, if you want to start off with the permit process.
Yeah. November 9th, I filed for a permit to do this restructure of what was there. Basically, I sent my fee and check into the county and didn't hear anything until I heard from a constable that I was in violation. I need a variance. I started to gather and put it together in hopes that winter was coming on, I can get it done. But they said, stop all work. I stopped all work. The steps were deteriorated. They're about a foot wide at the top and they went down. They sat on a concrete pad. The pad went directly towards the adjoining property, neighboring property, which new construction went on, and it's a three-story house. and they put a divider there, which my wife has neuropathy and sugar diabetes, so she can't walk very well. And she can verify that. She's here in Portland. So I decided to relieve the problem and redirect the steps parallel to the trailer where they were and make it a platform that connected one level with the shower and the steps, with the back steps coming down towards the bulkhead away from the neighbor. I thought I was grandfathered in. Obviously, I'm not, according to the constable, so that's why I'm seeking the variance. If you have any questions, yeah, glad to answer them.
Would you say you're closer? Or would you say you've made an improvement on your separation distance from the neighboring house? Or?
I would say it's about the same. Basically, there's a concrete pad there. I didn't bust it up. I put a post on the corner, outside corner, and just stayed parallel to the home. But the back bedroom, back two bedrooms, there's no fire escape other than that door. If the kitchen was ever on fire, back of the home, you couldn't get out. So it's a fire escape as well. That's the way the home was designed. That's how it was built. It's a necessary exit. And the conditions of the steps and the shower were deteriorated. So I decided to upgrade it and make it easier for my wife to walk. I want to put handrails that she can go down and walk away from the neighbor's property and towards the back. Easier for her and more stable.
Are there any entrances on the left side of the property? Do you have any entrances or exits?
There's only
in it. Just solid.
It's solid. Just that's the only door. There's the air conditioning system there. Everything's been there since 77. Prior owners wrote a letter stating that. I don't know if you have it in front of you. They would have been here tonight, but they had. They just got the word they were exposed to COVID yesterday, so that's not to come. But their names and addresses are there. Basically, it's just trying to make it safe, and you know, if somebody were to come up the steps that were there and fall, it'd be an issue, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you said this was all in disrepair, so you would consider this an improvement?
Yeah, necessary.
And a safety issue.
Correct. Safety for fire, for her health. You know, I'll be 70, she's 66, so you know, she's handicapped. Can't walk far, and she's very unstable on her feet. She has numbness in her feet, and you know, tingles. Like, so she's very unstable. She fell twice going down. I mean, if you want to see a picture of her butt, I could show it to you. It's black and blue, but
we're fine.
I thought so, but that's the main intention. That you know, she's not trapped in a fire because that's her bedroom. It's too small for me, so, you know, I sleep out in the front. But she's comfortable back there, and there's a bathroom. But there's two bedrooms back there, and that's the way it was built in those days. The only other exit or entrance is on the front side of the building. But if there's a fire, like I say, you couldn't get to it.
I've got a couple of questions.
I figured.
Yeah, well, I'm just wrapping my head around it. The previous steps that were there, were they covered?
No.
Okay.
No, the reason I chose to do that is in case of ice or rain, so she doesn't fall and keeps the deck clear.
Here again, so the roof contributes to the safety issue.
Right.
About how big were those steps before?
I'd say it was about a 3x5.
Okay.
But the top step was only 12 inches wide, which the footing wasn't there.
Okay.
And that's why I figured by, and the door, the height of the door. Well, basically, the showers come up about maybe a foot from where it was, platform-wise. And basically, I'm trying to make the top platform that you can come out when you open the door and have a stable area to walk on.
Did you also rebuild the shower?
I purchased a vinyl. The old shower is still there, if anybody wants to see it. It's deterioration. I stopped when Constable told me to.
Oh, so you haven't gotten around to installing a new shower yet?
It's sitting there on top of the, I put a piece of plywood down on the frame I was building, and it just sits there. It's been stopped since I got the notification. I haven't done anything with it.
Is this, so the porch is 16 feet wide. Is the width of the porch so that you're able to get to the shower? Is that the idea? You're able to get to the shower without having to go down to the ground?
Right. Plus, okay. It's unstable, and it's always wet there. Water comes over the bulkhead.
So, again, it's contributing to safety for her being able to get to the shower?
Exactly. Usefulness, you know, and safety.
Okay.
And for anybody else that would, you know, have come up the steps, I've fallen on them myself, you know.
So you applied for the permit, and you did get the permit, right?
No, they sent me back my check, and I sent a letter stating what I wanted to do. Sent a check. Alberta, I guess the constable had no knowledge of the application for it. And I told them I sent it in. I had a postmark that showed they received it. And for about a month or so, they didn't do anything with it. I don't know why. And then finally, I got a call from Alberta and Planning Commission. And she says, what's going on? I told her. She says, well, I'll talk to the constable and see what I can do. And she says, no, he says you have to get a variance. So,
Ms. Norwood, can you speak to the permit? What exactly happened there?
I have a copy of the letter and check if you'd like.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, Albert is a permit tech. So it sounds like he had maybe sent in the paperwork to get a permit, but in the conversation realizing to get a permit, he was going to first need a variance. So I think they just put a pause on the permit issuing maybe.
It sat in their system for a while. Some kind of holiday or voters' day.
I can shed a little bit more light on it. So I spoke with Mr. Winters after he submitted the permit. I had actually went out and put a note on it that he did need a variance, which is part of the reason they didn't process it.
Okay.
So I had sent you the variance application. We were waiting for you to submit that. It was received on a holiday. So that also contributed to the lack of processing. There was a lot of factors that went into it. But all in all, yeah, he received the notice from the constables. He had submitted the permit in between all of this. He had been in communication with myself and Jesse in planning and zoning. So he knew the process to kind of get this started. And it really, our information was that you needed to start with a survey to show where everything lined up before we could do the variance application.
That's correct. And he has a copy of the survey requested and so forth as well.
So when you originally started building this, you had not applied for the permit yet?
I started on a weekend and had to leave, and I sent the paperwork in as soon as I could, which was Monday. And after speaking to the lady and telling her what size I wanted to do, what I was trying to accomplish. But due to a time frame, I wanted to get it started if I could, you know, with weather and stuff.
You understand now that if you want to build anything, you need to get a permit first?
Oh, I've gotten permits in the past.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was just a timely thing. It was that I was dealing with in weather. I had to leave. I had somebody who was going to help and you know, basically continue with it in my absence. But my wife had to come back to Pennsylvania, and like I say, she's got doctoring with her feet and sugar. That's why she just came here now. Her doctors are out of state.
All right, that's all for me.
So the shower that you had there before,
Yeah, I can hear you.
The shower that was previously there, it's the new shower, same size.
Same size.
Open the same way, it's just elevated. And it was ground.
Yeah, it's about, trailer height, the doors, third, and stuff like that. That's all it is. the shower down in size, I can do that, if that's an issue, but it's the same size dimension-wise as what's there, that's why I left it there. Plus, I have to dispose of it, it's rotten. But everything's there if you want to see it. I even have pictures of it if you'd like.
So, what you're building there at 37007 Lowell's Point Road, how much is that any closer to your neighbor 37011 than when you started?
If anything, might be 8 inches to a foot further out, due to the fact that the post where it had to be located. That's about it. There's still a gap, I can show you on the phone, between the steps and the boundary line.
So
it kind of tapers on the angle, too.
So how could you get in there and maintain that if you needed to without going on their property?
Through the steps on the back that I'm going to put down on the back side. I can get in that way. Or along the edge of the between what's left. It's not the whole length of the trailer. It's mm-hmm. only a short section in the back.
Could you make it smaller if you had to?
Due to the plumbing, not really. That's where there's windows there, there's shower. That's where it was.
Could you put it back to where it was? You know, about you said about it's grown about a foot towards their property line. Could you put it back a foot if you had to?
Not without tearing everything out. Yeah.
I understand.
The posts are in concrete now that I set.
Understand.
The rear screen porch, there's no entryway from the house to that?
No. Those bedrooms are, the only access is from the kitchen. There's a hallway that goes back, which is very narrow. And then there's one bedroom, a bathroom, and another bedroom. Where the hallway starts back, that's all that's there, plus the door to the right, where the steps were. Other than that, it's kitchen, living room, and the front entrance. So there's no other accessible, you know, means of coming in or out.
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking at there's a photo that was submitted that has some yellow highlights, and I just want to look at this because I see a shower and I see an entryway, and it's tough to see, but I'm guessing that's where that small little landing and a few steps are that project out. And in looking at that, there's not much that is actually, from a square footage standpoint, that's encroaching into the setback area. When I look at the survey that you've presented and the photos of what's there now, it appears that you've done a elevated porch with a roof over it that's going to come out even further than what that existing shower is, because it's going to wrap around it and have steps going to the rear yard rather than this coming to the side yard. So I just want to make sure I'm understanding this correctly, looking at the materials in front of me. That would appear to be a significantly greater amount of stuff, so to speak, in the setback area than what was there previously.
It's not, though. The post, the slab that was there, pretend this is a slab.
Mm-hmm.
I put the post here.
Well, there's a material difference here in that now you've covered it. Uncovered steps and structures are treated differently in our code than ones that are covered. So the cover over it is a big. Are you planning to screen that in, or is it just going to be open?
Just open.
Okay.
Just open. No windows. Nothing. Just basically keep the ice or snow or rain or whatever weather off of it, so it's not slippery.
Is there a reason why the steps can't go project towards the front yard, and you run your porch?
Well,
to the existing
I've got air conditioner and other things going up along the side.
I mean, I see a bush, an overgrown, or maybe a tree. I can't tell, but it
there's
appears to be landscaping.
Trees and garbage cans, your recycling and everything up on that side. And it'd be a much longer.
So looking at this photo
Can I
here.
Come there?
Yeah, come on up. This might be helpful to us.
Okay.
I've got this photo in case the board is looking at. So, I see the highlighted, and I don't know if your attorney wants to be up here too. If you do, that's fine. But I see the, you know, this is the yellow, which I guess is what's existing, right? Oh, that would, yeah, we could get that in.
Is this what you're looking at?
Yes, that's much clearer. Thank you. If you don't mind, we'll send this down to the board. Okay, so I guess what I'm looking at here is there a reason you can't, instead of projecting out beyond that shower and going closer to your neighbor to the side yard, because you're really close, is there a reason why you can't just butt up to it and run this way and do the width of that over to here and have your steps go here? Because
air conditioning sets here.
There's not enough, I mean, that if you stopped it right here, I would think you could run three steps down, and you're not.
Not without coming out. I don't know how.
Oh, okay, I see it in this photo, how you close that is. Yeah, I do see that now.
Yeah, let me show you.
Did you look at moving that, the HVAC?
It's deteriorating. I hate to touch it. It'll fall apart from the salt water and stuff.
We can't look at your phone, so if you're going to put something. Oh. Yeah, we don't have that.
You'd have to take it.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd have to take the phone?
We can't take that, so. Okay. If you want to give that, Mr. Churchman, down to Ms. Norwood so she can send that down to the board. It's a clear picture of what you've seen, and there is a, you can see where that HVAC is on that a little better than the other one. You can go back up there. Ms. Norwood, I noticed you had indicated there was significant amount of letters in opposition. I happen to only see one. I don't know if the board saw more, but I just only saw one when I looked at the packet.
I've only seen the one myself.
Okay. And I know you said there were some letters in support, and I don't recall seeing those either.
I had six, at least six signatures from the immediate neighbors surrounding me that had no issue.
I just want to make sure we understand what the support and the concerns are so we can.
Yeah, and I have copies of those if you need me to hand them up for you.
Thank you, Mr.
Since he brought it up, I will ask you a little bit about that. The main concern I saw in the letters in opposition was that the claim is that having this porch so close to the property line creates an obstruction, which also creates a safety problem should there be an emergency. Maybe you or your attorney would like to address that claim.
Well, I've sent some pictures to the attorney showing people with decks right up to the line alongside the trailer that it's the line, they're coming right up to it. I'm not coming right up to it. There is a border that was placed there in my absence, I see now, that makes it very difficult to walk around. I don't know why it was placed there, but it's doubled up by the steps. It's tapered down to one level at the end.
We need the ones in support of.
Okay. Safety-wise, I don't see any safety differences between what was there and what I'm doing.
I don't know that they made it, to be honest with you, I didn't do the supplemental packet. That wasn't here. But they are available on the website.
37007 Laws Point Road.
Yeah, all of these who were in favor are really directly. I will point that out. They're very close to it, like surrounding.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 37005 and 4, and they're just right there.
Your immediate neighbors.
Very immediate, yeah. Across the street, side of me.
Both sides of you?
The one side is the new house.
Okay.
And then there's a vacant lot on the other side of that, so there is no immediate neighbor other than the new house at this point. There used to be a trailer there that was removed, and the lot was sold.
So it says here that you were the son of the previous owner? Is that what this is?
No, that's a letter.
Oh, okay, I see.
That's a letter from the people that are verifying the existence of those steps and shower.
I understand that.
And air conditioning that they had variances for when they were installed. That's why I thought I was grandfathered in with what I was doing. I just had to get my permit.
Just want to make sure I understand. Previously, was there a concrete pad on the ground? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
That the steps went down to?
Right.
And the this new porch you constructed is the same size as what that concrete pad was?
Right.
Because there was concrete on the ground, you thought that was grandfathered in.
Well, I thought the steps being there and the use of it, what its purpose was grandfathered in from being built in the 70s. And a variance that was, I guess, applied for at that time to put the shower in and the steps. You got to have the steps there. I mean, I don't know what else you can do. I didn't set the trail. I bought the home as is. But I'm trying to keep it from somebody using steps, collapsing, getting hurt, and suing me, or public safety. Anybody could use it. You don't know who that would come up your steps, you know. But all kinds of things happen.
One other thing I noticed, how long is the overhang of your roof past?
Past what? The deck?
Past your deck.
I'd say probably 6-8 inches. I could trim that if need be.
I was going to say, where's the water going to go that runs off that if you're already only a foot from the property line?
It'd be on my property. Same place the neighbor's water comes in, the road comes to all to me.
I mean, based on the survey on the rear of the property, the overhang of the roof probably, well, no, that's 0.8 feet, sorry, not 0.3. Yeah, it's like about right on the property line.
I mean, I could trim it back some if that's an issue. I'm sorry?
We could trim it back or gutter it.
If you'd want it, I'd put a gutter on it. But yeah.
But there's no guarantee that your water coming off that roof is not going to affect your neighbor.
Oh, there's not. It's not. He's higher than I am.
It can affect him in any way. Water infiltration, you don't want to affect your neighbor with any kind of water. You want to keep that water on your property.
Right. I understand so, that. I mean, it's...
That would be something which needs
yeah,
to be...
If you needed a gutter, I guess I can put one up, capture it.
Sounds like you'd have to bring the roof back and then put the gutter on.
Correct.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything final yet because I was told to stop, so everything's where it laid.
And I just want to understand, just for timeline, you started this without a permit, correct?
I started it on the weekend.
Without a permit?
Without the permit, filing on Monday.
Okay. Did you file because you were asked to, or you filed because?
No, I filed with the intention of doing it. I've had other permits there. But the cost is one factor, which I didn't have. I had to get materials to find out the cost. And I didn't know what I needed entirely until, you know, as you go, you see what lengths and dimensions. So I'm not a contractor. I'm just a home builder.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, I kind of learn as I go and see what I need. Yeah, I don't just order a truckload of supplies. They show up, and there they are. You know, I go to get it, go to Lowe's probably 4 times in a day and back and forth.
So was lot 33, was that one of your letters of support, or?
33?
The lot that is, butts up to this, your deck.
That's not 33 that butts up, that's
not?
37011.
Yeah, lot
33. Yeah, that was lot
33. Oh, lot,
yeah, that's the address.
I believe they were one in opposition. So.
They were in one. Okay.
Schwer, was that right?
Yeah, 32, yeah, that's it. Yeah. 33 it would be.
So 33 is in opposition?
The one immediately adjacent to that side yard is in opposition to this request.
Okay. The new home that was just built.
All right, the owner of that property has submitted a letter in opposition to this request.
Yeah. Well,
for the one that would be most directly impacted.
I don't know how it would impact more than what was there. You know, if anything, it improved the look of it.
Well, one of the things is when it comes to setbacks, and if you have a structure that is a non-conforming structure, the idea is that you, as you improve a property, that you bring it more into conformity, not less into conformity. That's a kind of a benchmark legal principle when it comes to these zoning things. So that's, he may have thought, hey, my neighbor's not going to be any closer. I'm not going to speak for him, but he may have thought that this is as close as he'll be, and then.
Well, the height of the home also, to have a shower there open exposes anybody in the shower as well. So that's another consideration of the roof as well.
Well, I do have a question for you. Why is the shower necessary? Because it seems to me that the main impetus of this is to have a better access to the home. Have you considered just removing the shower altogether, making the porch narrower so that you have a better access to the rear from that standpoint?
If we had my full family there, the second shower would be utilized. There's only one bathroom with a tub in the house. There's no other second shower. That's why I guess it was put outside for use. I mean, vacation time, everybody's at the shore and they're sandy and dirty, and that's where they rinse off.
Is there a reason why the shower couldn't be relocated elsewhere on the lot? Seems like you have a lot more space on the other side.
Not really, because there's another stick built on the other side. Not without replumbing and going through that. I don't know how to do that. Through the whole home. It's not above the ground, it's ground level, you know, what's there. Sets on the ground. It was just, everything was there, the drain, the supplies. Just wanted to come up a foot and keep it the same, you know. Simple.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
You have anything else?
If you want to hear my wife's testimony, she's here.
She's welcome to come up and be sworn in.
Yeah, she can tell you of her walking and so forth. If you need it, if you'd like to hear it.
That's up to you, sir.
I believe it would be helpful.
Okay.
If you could come up.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Diane Winters, 175 Patsuffle Road, Melville, PA, 37007 Lost Point Road.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yep.
Thank you. The floor is yours. You may testify.
Yeah, if you could just speak a bit about what's wrong with your leg or anything.
Well, I have neuropathy in my feet, and they tingle, and sometimes I don't feel them, and I have a bunion, and I have hammer toes. And because my big toe is, it causes me to lose balance, and it's also affecting my hip because I'm not walking right. And I fell down those stairs and had quite a bruise. Door that when you open it, those steps are just so tiny, and it would be so much easier if everything was all level. And I have, well, the neuropathy. neuropathy is I have sugar diabetes also, so I'm on medication for that.
Did you have this in 2017?
I think I had it in 14. I went to the doctor. We submitted the doctor's medical records because I had trouble with my feet.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anything else on the board?
That'll be all.
Thank you. You all may have a seat. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this case? Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Can you state your name and address for the record, sir?
I am Kenneth Schroyer, and I live at 36707 Azalea Avenue in Selbyville. And I'm representing my son, David Schroyer, which owns a property 37011 Lowell's Point Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I believe that the board, I submitted 14 letters opposing this. It was received here on June 1st, stamped on my copies. You have the originals. I have a copy, and there should be some photos attached to some of those letters. I don't know if they're in your presence or not.
I believe we have them.
You do? Okay, thank you. Can I give you sort of a timeline here of what
the floor happened? Is yours, sir.
Okay. Around November 2nd, I spoke with Amy and Roberta here and the zoning and planning. There had been no permit issued at that time for the porch or the steps. On 12/5, I spoke with Roberta, and they were told that a variance has to be, is an infraction from the side setback requirements, which is 5 foot minimum. She suggested I call back on 12/19 to get an updated information. On 12/20, I was told it's still in planning and zoning according to the person I spoke with, no name that I got. On 1/19/23, I heard there was an application had been applied for this hearing, I believe it was. February and March of 23, I emailed Director Jamie Whitehouse objection letter to the structure, again, 5 foot side setback. No response received. On 3/1/23, I was told the inspector was there on 2/21/23, and I assumed that that was Mr. Hickman, assumption. On 3/21/23, Amy, I was told that the inspector planned on being there again on 3/23/23. On 4/14, was given Mr. Hickman's cell phone, and we communicated a few days later and was told that there had been no variance applied for that property as of 4/20. On about 4/12, I understand the application for the variance had been received. Around 5/15 or 5/17, it was posted on the property. At that time, the builder and my son, David Schroyer, which is the property owner, again, was told about the minimum setback. And when the builder built the house, we were told about the 5 foot setback and I believe 10 or 20 on the street side and maybe 10 on the water side. We complied with all those requirements, 11 feet on the side setback did we, when we built the house. And on the water side and the front side, we were approximately 20 or 23 feet from the water and the roadside. I sent a registered letter to the zoning office to Mr. Jamie Whitehouse, director, and it was signed and received by Kyle Bella. I delivered 14 letters here to the zoning board on 6-1, and I'm here to oppose and that the board would possibly enforce the 5-foot setback, which is the requirements I understand from the zoning rules and regulations. Also, I have a question. If there was no permit submitted, isn't there an infraction for not submitting a permit for so many days? That's a question that I could not, looking into what was on the internet, what I could find. I have pictures of the porch that was built, along with the shower, which is sitting just on four befores. And I don't know if the board has these or would like to see a copy of them.
I believe we have that one, sir.
You do have that one?
We have that one.
Okay. Sir, any of the stuff that you've submitted, we already have that in the record.
Good. I just want to make sure you have them. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. So, again, I believe the county has a code of 5 foot, and I'd like that enforced.
Mr. Sharp?
A couple things. One, you realize that the existing dwelling has been there for many years. Would you agree with that?
I'm sorry, say again?
The existing dwelling on the property has been there for many years. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
And the existing shower that is there is closer than 5 feet from the property line. Are you aware of that?
It's what?
The existing shower that is there is already closer than 5 feet from the property line. Are you aware of that?
Close.
Okay. Well, there was a variance granted for that in 2002, so that's based on that.
Okay.
And the steps that come off of the house, because the house is only 6.4 feet from the property line, those steps would likely project closer than 5 feet to the property line. Would you agree with that as it currently stands? We can't catch nods on the microphone, so if you
repeat the question, my hearing aid went dead, so I'm
that's fine. The existing steps that are there, not the ones that he's currently constructed, but the ones that were there prior to.
Yes.
Would you agree that those are likely closer than 5 feet from the property line?
Don't recall.
Okay. The house, as the survey shows, is 6.4 feet from the property line.
Okay.
Have you seen that survey?
No.
Here's a copy if you wish to look at it.
That's the mobile home, and it's showing where they proposed. Okay.
Now, you wrote a letter that said that the property value, your son's property, would be damaged in the amount of $65,000. How did you come up with it?
I had a realtor come by and just give me their estimate because it's encroaching the 5 foot, and most of the properties in there in Swan Keys comply with the 5 foot side setback. And We just don't want it there. I mean, they've got a side door on the other side to use, and all that is another convenience for them to get out on that side.
So there's a side door immediately on the other side of the house?
There's a front to get in and out.
Well, he testified there was a front door.
Yeah.
But he testified the only other access was that side door there.
They had a side door there. That side door's been there. And I don't know if there was temporary wooden steps or not originally.
The one adjacent to your son's property?
Yes.
Okay. What about on the north side of the dwelling? Is there a door on that side that you're aware of?
I never walked on that side of property. I don't walk on people's property to check that out.
How tall is your son's home?
How tall?
Mm-hmm. How many stories is it?
How tall is he in height?
The home.
Oh, the
home.
How
tall is the home? Sorry.
I don't know. It's within the legal limits. It just had a...
I understand. But one of the questions, one of the statements made by the applicant was that they wanted their shower covered because of the height of your son's home. How tall is your son's home?
It's garage and two stories, so...
Okay. I have no further questions at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
I guess so. I don't know if my son's on the line or not.
Well, we'll find out here in just a minute.
Yeah. Any questions? Like, feel free.
And did you have any exhibits you wanted to submit in? I know we've got a lot of letters and photographs, but I couldn't remember if you had other documents you wanted to submit.
No, I know you have all these and these. I guess this is what was, you all have that.
Yeah, we have that.
Also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. We're going to take a 5-minute recess.